Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening. One of the beauties of the Mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's timeless. The words were made in the camel age, and thereafter from person to person it was narrated, related, until it has reached us now, even in this modern age. But you'll find that the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are relevant. They're very applicable even in our times. So this is one of the miracles of the Mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teaching of Islam, that very seldom you'll find something that is sent in a camel age and it's still being used in a very, very modern age. And the words also are very, very relevant. From today's ahadith that we do, short ahadith we'll do, three ahadith, we'll see that how relevant the Mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are, especially in modern warfare. An Abi Hamad wa yuqalu Abu Sa'ad wa yuqalu Abu Asadin wa yuqalu Abu Amirin wa yuqalu Abu Amrin wa yuqalu Abu al-Aswad wa yuqalu Abu Absin Uqba ibn Amir al-Juhani radiyallahu anhu qal sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa ala al-mimbari yaqul وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ أَلَا إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ الرَّمْيُ أَلَا إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ الرَّمْيُ أَلَا إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ الرَّمْيُ رواه مسلم. That Abu Hamad Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whilst he was on the mimbar, whilst he was on the pulpit, that prepare against them whatever force you can. Prepare, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, prepare against the kuffar whatever force you can. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala innal quwwata ar-ramyu, Ala innal quwwata ar-ramyu, Ala innal quwwata ar-ramyu. Power is in shooting, power is in shooting, power is in shooting. This word ar-ramyu means anything that is fired aerially. So any type of aerial fighting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has likened this to power. Ala innal quwwata, verily fighting is in ar-ramyu. Although it's translated here as shooting, but anything that is projected via the air, what we know nowadays as aerial bombardment. So you'll find that even the modern warfare, those countries that have the most powerful missiles are deemed, are assumed to be the most powerful countries. Those that have the most powerful air power, fighter jets, etc., are the ones that are able to control the scenes as far as the war is concerned. Very seldom you'll find a clash, especially in today's time. In that time, it was something that was very difficult to understand, that a time will come when people will hardly clash in terms of war. But now it's so easy for us to understand that the actual ground fighting is very little. It's more aerial fighting. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, prepare against them. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that what is this quwwah, what is this power? This is to aerially fight, to aerially shoot. Now in those days, ulama explained that what they had, they used to throw spears or they would fire arrows. That was their fighting. In today's time, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that we have guns. Now you have missiles and you have fighter jets. So this shows to what extent the beauty of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. He didn't say only in shooting an arrow. He didn't say in shooting a spear. He said in ar-ramyu. In other words, shooting, but via the air. So something that's going not from one person hitting like a sword, hitting another person, but something that is going via the air. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam referred to. The hadith encourages Muslims to gain proficiency in shooting. In every era, the instruments used for shooting are different. In the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, bows and arrows were utilized. In today's modern era, bullets, bombs, missiles, etc. are used. Hence, Muslims need to acquire these weapons and become proficient in using them. Remember, this hadith is not telling us that we take away our trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our trust is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our yaqeen is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for a second we move our trust and our shift, our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Allah ta'ala dislikes if our trust goes into warfare, our trust goes into weaponry and armor. However, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, that we make use of the means, we prepare against them, and together with that we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, it shows that a Muslim is not a scared person. Alhamdulillah, you find that even in the looting time, many towns, the Muslims were in the forefront assisting and helping. So a Muslim is never ever a coward. A Muslim is one that is strong in terms of his iman, is strong in terms of his thinking. And today one of the great weaknesses people suffer from is the thinking has gone very weak, the mind has gotten weak. Many people are going into depression for small things. Small, simple things, people are going into depression. Somebody passes away, another person is gone into depression. Person loses his wife, he's gone into a complete depression for years. Or sometimes the person's business goes down, he loses everything. For many years he's gone into a depression. This mind is something Allah Ta'ala has given us. We have to maintain it, we have to keep it strong. We have to use it to gain akhirat. We have to use it to help ourselves and help others. So a Muslim, a strong Muslim, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that a strong Muslim is better than a weak Muslim. Normally people just translate it as physically strong. Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi would narrate this, that in approximately 5 different categories, a strong Muslim is better than a weak Muslim. In one category he would explain, as far as iman is concerned, a strong Muslim is better than a weak Muslim. Financially, if Allah Ta'ala has blessed somebody, he'll be better off than a person that is now getting money from somebody else. A person has to go and collect from others. So a person that is independent, a strong Muslim, an independent Muslim is better than a weak Muslim in that sense financially. And also he explains in terms of ilm, person is strong in terms of ilm, in terms of knowledge, is better than a weak Muslim in terms of his ilm, in terms of his knowledge. And the fifth thing, the last thing he explains, is a person is in strong in terms of his mind. This is the fourth thing. Person is strong in terms of his mind, is better than a person that is weak in terms of his mind. And the fifth thing is a person now that is physically strong is better than a Muslim that is physically weak. So therefore when we hear the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a strong Muslim is better than a weak Muslim, we shouldn't only think that in terms of muscle, but in terms of deen also, in terms of his brains and his mind also, in terms of his ilm also, in terms of his strength also, in many different departments, a strong Muslim is better than a weak Muslim. So therefore Muslims are not cowards. If they have to pass away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are happy to pass away. In one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man qutila duna malihi fahuwa shaheedun, that person that passes away defending his wealth is a shaheed. Somebody comes to rob him, somebody comes to steal from him, and this person in some way is trying to defend himself or defend his family, and he happens to lose his life, he becomes a shaheed. So a Muslim is never a coward in any instance. Let's do one more hadith and we'll terminate for today. وعن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ستفتح عليكم أرضون ويكفيكم الله فلا يعجز أحدكم أن يلهو بأسهمه رواه مسلم. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, many lands will soon be opened up to you. In other words, will be conquered, and Allah Ta'ala will suffice for you. So none of you should show any weakness in shooting with his arrows. None of you should show any weakness in shooting with his arrows. The glad tidings of the victories of Sahaba were to Sahaba, but it reminded that even the vast lands that were conquered, they should never ever become complacent and abandon the knowledge of combat and warfare. This is also part of our deen. The beauty of our deen is covers so many different aspects. Person is getting married, deen covers that aspect. Person is running his business, deen covers that aspect. In terms of warfare, deen is covering also that aspect. In terms of our fasting, in terms of our hajj, in terms of our zakat, everything is covered. Nothing we got to look and we got to find out that what do we do here. This Islam deen hasn't shown us what to do. Everything is so beautifully covered in our deen. All we need to do is follow it. As the Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi would say, it's like taking that luqma now. All the fuqaha, the muhaddiseen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone that came, made all that effort to put that luqma on that plate for us. All we need to do now is take that luqma and put it in our mouth and eat it. So easy it has become for us. In other words, we just have to follow this beautiful deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Under this ulama explained that if a person practices shooting also, a person has got a gun, Allah has blessed him with a gun, he practices shooting with the niyat of practicing on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we encourage that don't become complacent as far as shooting is concerned. person shoots and he goes for shooting practice, etc. With this niyat that he doesn't become complacent. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The day I have to use it, I'll be proficient in using my firearm. He will also be rewarded for practicing upon a Mubarak teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.